Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, reporter, you've seen him on HBO's Real Sports, on 60 Minutes. He's done it all, and he's done it for a long time. And his latest story for HBO's Real Sports will air tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern on HBO. Of course, HBO Go, HBO Now, all these things. It's Bernie Goldberg, and he talked with Trevor Bauer recently. Bernie, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys.
Bernie, what do you make? You know, we had Trevor Bauer in this town for a long time. I had my ups and I kind of had a little feud with him myself, some ups and downs with Trevor Bauer. He's a very unusual guy in the sports world, especially in baseball. What did you make of him after sitting down with him?
Well, I agree with you that he's unusual in baseball and the world of sports. I don't think he's a malicious guy. I think he's a guy who just speaks his mind, and if you don't like it, that's your problem. And I think it stems from, as most things in life stem from, his childhood. He's a self-described loner, a self-described nerd. He didn't have friends as a kid. He was too much of a jock to be accepted by the science community, where he's very, I don't want to say very knowledgeable, but he's a big fan of scientific things. And he wasn't accepted by the scientific kids in school because he was a jock. So at some point, he literally looked in the mirror in high school and said, look, I'm not a bad guy. I'm tired of this. I have no friends. Nobody likes me. I'm just going to be me, speak my mind. And if they don't like it, that's on them. And I think that shaped the rest of his life. And that's why he's seen as controversial and different today, because he speaks his mind. And again, I don't think it's to be malicious, but if you don't like it, that's somebody else's problem, not his.
So even when he got to the pros, he didn't care about what his teammates thought about him or being friends with his teammates in the majors?
I think that's close to being true. He may have cared, but he didn't care enough to change his ways. Somebody once said one of his teammates got more votes than he did on the for the Cy Young. And he said, well, I'm a better pitcher than he is. Now, you don't hear that from a baseball player about a teammate, but he honestly thought he was a better pitcher than his teammate. And he said it. You know, telling the truth in life in general will often get you in more trouble than lying about stuff. Now, I'm not talking about under oath or anything, but he's just a straight shooter. Mm-hmm. And that's so unusual in our culture that he stands out as being different because of that. But I don't think he's malicious.
We're talking with Bernie Goldberg. Yeah, I mean, there are times where he says things that make you scratch your head, and then there are times where you really appreciate the honesty, like when he called out the Astros a few years ago. And I'll admit, I at the time was critical, because obviously at the time there was no evidence, and it had not been really talked about at all when he was critical of the Astros. And obviously now he looks vindicated. Do you feel like he's taking a victory lap from what's going on with the Astros?
I think more than that, he was offended. He's a sensitive guy, and that may sound strange for somebody who offends so many people and annoys so many people. But I think he was offended that he was talking about using a foreign substance on the baseball, which is illegal. And they just said he didn't know what he was talking about. They demeaned him. They mocked him, and that's what offended him. If they had said nothing, that would have been okay. if they had acknowledged it, which of course they couldn't, that would have been okay. But he doesn't do well when he says something and you disagree with it, not based on facts, but you demean him or you mock him or you say he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't do well with that.
Which is interesting because, you know, you say, and I agree with you, he doesn't care what people think or what he's going to say what he wants and he doesn't care what people think about it. And yet, if they say something that he doesn't like, he does get offended by it. It's an interesting dynamic.
It is. I agree with that.
Bernie, when he talks about the sticky stuff, obviously, he says 70% of the Major League Baseball pitchers are using it. What does he want to be done? And can there be anything that they can do to get it out of the game? He says, in fact, in the transcript here, that it's more of an advantage than steroids.
That's right. That's right. And first of all, I don't know if 70% or no percent are using it, but
sure.
He thinks 70% are using sticky stuff that affects the rotation of the ball and makes it harder to hit. I asked him naively, I said, well, if that's the case, why don't the managers make a big issue out of it? Why don't they make a stink out of it? And he said, because their guys are doing it too. You know, basically, if everybody's doing it, who's going to complain about it? It would take somebody to stand out and say, look, it is in fact, in his mind, a bigger advantage than steroids. And if the commissioner's not going to do something about it, then that's on the commissioner. Then the commissioner would have to at least address the issue. But he's saying it, you know, he's saying it to me on Real Sports. And if it slides by, nobody's going to make an issue of it. I think somebody would have to stand up and consciously make an issue of it before anything is done about it. To answer that part of your question, what can be done about it? I don't think much will be done about it unless somebody makes it an issue.
You know, and it's funny, Bernie, because, you know, you think about Mike Fiers and this Astros cheating scandal. There are some probably within the game. Certainly, David Ortiz just did it this week. And I've seen some other athletes criticize Mike Fiers for being a rat. And that's when it was just against one team when the rest of the league is kind of angry about it. If someone were to go take it a step further than Bauer is, you know, Bauer's saying 70%, but if somebody started naming names on this, that guy would probably be a total pariah in the sport.
Yeah, that's interesting. This is part of the culture where being a snitch is worse than speaking up against an injustice. And I don't want to put too highfalutin a point on it by calling it an injustice. But if you say, let's go back to the Astros for a second. If you say, look, they're cheating. They're using technology in an illegal way, and they're cheating. You become the bad guy? This is like in some cultures in America, somebody killed somebody, and you help the cops solve the murder. You're the snitch, which is worse than being a murderer. It's crazy.
We're talking with Bernie Goldberg, HBO Real Sports. Bernie, you've done. Do you know the exact amount of interviews by any chance you've done on Real Sports in your career?
Yeah, I do. I have the exact number, 22 gazillion.
So you've talked with all these amazing athletes and other people involved in sports. You know what? Is there any when you talk to great athletes? Is there something about them that kind of you see in all of them? Is there a character? Is there part of their character that kind of fits to every great athlete you've spoken to? Is there anything that stands out like that?
Well, actually, the more the story has to do with sports, I mean directly to do with sports, the less interested I am in doing it. Mm. I come from a news background.
Sure.
And from a news background, I'm interested in stories. So I was the reporter on a team that broke the story about concussions in the NFL.
Right.
Is that a sports story? Well, sure, it's about football, but it's about more than that. We did a story about children who are slaves in the United Arab Emirates who are forced to ride camels. And if they fall off, the kids are either bought or kidnapped from poor countries like Bangladesh. And if they fall off the camel and die, they're shipped home in a box. Is that a sports story? Well, it's about camel racing, but it's not a sports story. So I try to stay clear as much as I can of interviews with athletes unless I know in advance. It's important. Unless I know in advance that they have something to say. Because just being a famous athlete is no guarantee. Trust me, guys. It's no guarantee that they have anything interesting to say outside of I run my pattern, my routes, as a wide receiver, or I'm not interested in anything like that. I'm not interested in who's a better shortstop, who's a better quarterback. I'm interested in something that's newsworthy or different. And Trevor Bauer, whatever else, is different.
Bernie, when you did the concussion interview and broke that news, of course, obviously you've seen kind of the downfall, or what has happened since the news of the concussion lawsuit and everything. How do you think the league handled it?
Well, initially, I got word secondhand that a very important person in the NFL called my boss and blasted our piece, blasted it. There wasn't one syllable in the piece that was incorrect, but blasted the piece. So the initial reaction was, this is all BS. And then they changed about 27 million rules to accommodate the reality, which is that if you get hit in the head too many times, there's a chance, not a guarantee, thank God not a guarantee, but there's a chance you're going to wind up with some kind of brain disorder, which amounts to depression, dementia, early onset of dementia, brain disorder, or even ALS, possibly, or something that resembles ALS. They've done what they can to some extent, but who are we kidding? Football is an inherently violent sport. Unless they make it touch football or flag football, it's a violent sport and people are going to get hurt. But I believe that if you put on every NFL pro contract in type size, the size of the Empire State Building, that you may wind up with brain damage because of playing football, I don't think there's one person that wouldn't sign the contract. I think they'd still sign the contract and be football players because that's what they do and that's what they love to do.
We're talking with Bernie Goldberg. Bernie, tell us about your website, BernardGoldberg.com. What can folks find there?
You know, we live in a media culture, guys, where cable TV is an example of this, where people don't go to learn anything. They go to get their own biases validated. I don't pander to the audience. I just don't do it. Sometimes I write about the media being unfair. Sometimes I write about the president being a jerk. And if you love the president, sometimes you're going to have to put up with me saying he does bad things. And if you love the media, sometimes you're going to have to read stuff where I say, no, the media is biased. I wrote a book called Bias 20 years ago that was the number one book in the country. And I think the media is biased in large part. The mainstream media is biased. But what I'm getting at in a sentence is, I don't want to waste anybody's time. Do not come to my website if you just want your own views validated, if you want your own biases validated. Sometimes they will be, but sometimes they won't be. So I'll never pander to the audience. I'll just tell them what I honestly believe. I could be wrong. It's only my opinion, but I won't pander to you. I'll just give you my honest take on the issues of the day.
Bernie, we appreciate that. And also, we'll all watch Real Sports on HBO tomorrow night, 10 p.m., the debut. Bernie Goldberg talking with Trevor Bauer. We appreciate the time, Bernie. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.